This is Instant Illumination here in Campo, California. This is Instant Illumination here in Campo, California. And guess what the topic of our talk is today? Mistakes are lessons in wisdom. Ooh. Now, have you ever heard anything so as that? Mistakes are lessons in wisdom. I think that wisdom knows no mistakes. Where there is wisdom, there is understanding. Where there is wisdom, there is direction. And if your wisdom takes you to the level of first grade or second grade or something, you know, you see, along with learning, revealing that you already know it, application is there. And wisdom is application. How do you apply your learning? How do you apply what you're revealing? Now, if you show a dog a ball and you roll the ball across the floor, he looks at the ball and he says, "Oh, something to chase." So he chases it. And then it comes back and leaves the ball over there. And you have to get him excited to pick up the ball and bring it back. And that's wisdom at work. Just to chase a ball and leave it where it is, that's not wisdom. That is just a simple effect of an action. And it has nothing to do with wisdom. Wisdom is when you bring the ball back. Wisdom is when you do something with whatever it is that you're learning. When you do something with whatever it is that you have. Now, if I give you a mathematical formula and you don't use it, then the formula does you no good. Now, I will give you a geometry book full of mathematical formulas that are going to do you no good because you have no interest in geometry right now. I can't imagine you having the slightest interest in putting a geometrical formula together, because it just doesn't fit our particular need. Philosophy, perhaps, you know. But then if I were to say, all right, now this is a geometrical formula. If you will take a you and a me and have them greet each other on the street, what is the you going to say to the me, and what is the me going to say to the you? No.
You, me.
Huh? You, me?
Yummy.
Yummy. it's a little silly, but the point is that application of knowledge is wisdom. And unless we have knowledge applied, there's no wisdom there. Now, I would say that's not totally true, because if we were to apply all the knowledge that we have, we'd be quite busy. We would be busy every single moment of our life applying the knowledge that we have. And then you know what happens. When you apply the knowledge, it compounds. And it creates more knowledge. And it creates more situations. And these things make more wisdom. and there's more wisdom. But wisdom, I find it very difficult to conceive of wisdom as being a mistake. Wisdom is merely the application of the knowledge that you have. And if you want to apply the knowledge, if you want to take your ability at being a horse race guesser, there's a term for that, and you want to guess the races. Now, you might just start out on the small races, on the races with the children in the backyard, running back and forth, who's going to win, and so forth. And of course, then you're not really being honest, because if you are a mother and you know that your child has the wind to win in any race, and you pit that child against another child who has asthma and can't race, the knowledge that a kid has asthma is going to have you not bet on that kid winning the race, right? Mm-hmm. So So you're going to bet on the kid winning the race who always wins the races. Now, if you come fresh onto the scene and you don't know any background, then you have no wisdom. You have no judgment. So with no wisdom, or just a little tiny wisdom, this boy is bigger than that boy and he looks stronger, so he should run better, you know. Now that's just a little wisdom. Then if you know the wisdom, now what you may not know is the boy with the asthma doesn't have asthma anymore. And he's been taking one of these pills the athletes take, steroids. He's been taking steroids, and it hasn't shown up on his physical form, but inside, he's just a dynamo. And you pit the two boys together, and they stand at the racetrack, and you say, go. And the little dynamo is at the goal before the first boy thinks of taking off, because he is just so hyper-hypered. Now, if you don't know that, then, you know, you don't have that wisdom. If you know that, then you can, you know, act upon it. You can bet that the other kid's not going to win. Or you can bet that the kid's going to win who wins. You see, they bet on all sorts of things. They bet even when it ends up the same way, merely to have more bets going. But that's part of the game. Wisdom is not a mistake. And how we apply wisdom, the lessons of wisdom, are never a mistake. They are merely an expansion of our understanding and expansion of our illumination. And when we expand our illumination, then we are open to all the things that life can offer. Now, could you imagine the difference between Rex, a Labrador, and Rex, a Golden Retriever? What would be the difference?
The hair, legs.
Yes. You see, now, the hair is one thing. The hair length is another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and what else might be the difference between a Labrador and a Golden Retriever? Now, I want you to be as wise as you can, as knowledgeable as you can. And what would you say? Would you say that a dog owned by Herb Byerly, a Golden Retriever or Lab or whatever he was, and a dog owned by Sylvia Enns are going to have an equal chance in life? Each one is going to be treated a little differently. Each one's going to be loved a little differently. Each one's going to be have expectations put on them a little different, and be taught little tricks and little mannerisms that will be a little different. And so you see, you have two puppies out of the litter exactly the same, and raised by different mothers and fathers, they will come out different, of course. Essentially, they'll be the same, and their body style and their hair and so forth will be the same, but they'll be different because they'll be raised different. We saw the two little Pekingese of Barbara Rich, and they're charming little creatures, you know. And so, and we thank you, Barbara, for the cookies that you sent along for little Love and Rex and Button. But the Pekingese that she has, one's a boy and one's a girl. Now, in this regard, the girl, their brother and sister, the sister is a little more laid back, and the brother is more outgoing. Now, have you ever seen brother and sister where the sister is more outgoing and the brother is more laid back? It's rare. It's rare, but it does happen, where the a girl takes the dominant role, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to look at them and you'd say, as a general thing, would the girl be more dominant or the boy be more dominant? And as a general thing, you'd probably say the boy is more dominant. But wisdom would tell you, be very careful giving an answer. What is the outcome of the answer that you give? Is the outcome going to be that one pup is going to get better treatment than the other? Or is the outcome going to be that one pup is treated differently by the parents he has and the people he's raised with? Or what? You see, that's wisdom. That's coming out of information, knowledge. And there are no mistakes. They're just levels of awareness of the wisdom. And it's a lot of fun. So you see, we say mistakes are lessons in wisdom. And I say wisdom is the revelation of the knowledge that we have on the level that we are. And it's neither a mistake, nor is it a wise thing to do. It's just an is of wherever you are. A mistake is missing the mark. And you don't miss the mark. You'd say all wisdom is missing the mark because you didn't take it to a step higher. So we say that wisdom is pretty neat. And each of us have it in abundance. So my friends, use it. And have fun with it. And be the master of it. Because I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Love you.